Hey there, it's Pierre here, and this is my first episode on this podcast platform, and it's amazing. Anchor, well done. You guys have done a real great job here. Now, we used to think podcasting was such a hard thing to do, but apparently not. They've really made it quite easy. And I've got to say, I'm just trying to get this thing right. Here we go. I got it right. Sorry, I was holding a microphone, so I thought I just wanted to do it nicely. Well, just to give it a little background into what it is that I do, I am an apprentice minimalist. That's what I say anyway, because you know what? I'm a work in progress. I feel like I'm at a meeting or something, like an AA meeting. Not that I'm judging AA meetings, but I just got to a point in my life where, by the way, sorry about that. We've got some garden services outside going quite crazy out here. But I started my journey a couple of months ago, and I just got to the point where, for me, the clutter of what I had in my home was absolutely killing me. It was toxifying my mind. It was putting me regularly in a bad mood because I couldn't find what I needed. Nothing was organized, and I've never really been a very organized person. Now, my wife, on the other hand, is absolutely organized. She is like accountant organized to the nth degree. I wouldn't say she's a minimalist yet, but she's really cool, and I love her lots. But for me, I'm 47 years of age, and my entire life I've always striven or strived, whichever you prefer to refer to it as, to acquire wealth, to make money, to drive a fancy car, to live in a really nice apartment or a house. And I don't know, maybe it's just as we get a little older, these things are not that important to us anymore. Well, to me anyway. The important things in life are those three people around me, my wife and my children. That is, for me, the most important thing in life. And it may not be like that for everyone else, but I just find minimalism may not be for everyone else, but it is for me. And like I said, I'm a work in progress. And the first step I did was I ended up watching Joshua Fields, Mel Burn, and Ryan Nicodemus's Minimalism on Netflix. What a great movie. And I don't know, it was just kind of a calling. It's almost eerie how the synchronicity of all this just happened. And I'd been really for a while contemplating looking at minimizing, getting rid of all the clutter and the crap and the nonsense. And I was just done with it, man. I was over it. So the first step I took was getting into my wardrobe. And oh, my shattered nerves. Did I clear up, and clear up good. Anyway, so from there it started. We got into the house, into the kitchen, into my study, which is very much a work in progress. I work for myself. And I'm still busy with that. Things like paper clutter, duplicates of clothing, duplicates of items in your house, things that I used to trip over, those have quietly found their way out. And I really, really, really am happy that this journey has brought me to here. It has cleared my mind out a whole lot. And I'm really, really excited to share this journey. And I just think, and looking on the platform here at Anchor, I found a lot of people that may have the same mindset as I do, and I really look forward to engaging with you. And what's so nice about this is the feedback one can get. So, you know, it'll be really great if you'd like to add a comment. It'll be so nice to hear from you. And well, that's just episode one, the beginning of the journey. Thanks so much for your time. You know, there are a couple of things that are really, really important in life, you know what, and you can never get time back. So I just hope that this was time well spent. And I look forward to seeing you in my next episode, which, who knows, I might just do it just now. You never know. And I look forward to engaging with people who are like-minded as well. Just to give you a little bit more background in me as well, I'm a radio DJ, and I've also been a wedding DJ for, 23 years now. So, you know, I bring a lot of value in that space as well. And hopefully I can add some of those into my podcast too. But let's minimize this and go first things first. Thanks so much for listening, and I really look forward to your comments and answering your comments or any questions that you may have. It'd be great to hear from you. Have an awesome day, and I'll chat to you again soon, hopefully.